MSU's Eli and Edith Broad Art Museum focuses on contemporary art of all kinds. This week brings the conclusion of the Art of Brewing series. Ooh. The arts of tea and beer preparation have been previously featured at Broad. And on this coming Friday at 6 o'clock in the evening, Strange Matter Coffee Company owner Karen Nader and staff will deliver a presentation on all things coffee. WKAR's Peter Wharf and Karen Nader got together over a couple of cups, not surprisingly, at Strange Matter Bar last week. Kara first commented on the cafe's subatomically inspired name.
It's just kind of highlighting the fact that we take a very scientific approach to everything that we do here. And I think that science is science, no matter which part you're in, whether it's physics, whether it's, you know, coffee brewing. It's all a similar understanding of a very detailed process.
Those will be some of the ideas that you present at the Broad program, The Art of Brewing Coffee. Can you tell me more about what will be happening on the 25th?
Yeah, a big part of what we're doing is just kind of highlighting the art of coffee, which is, in our opinion, basically taking the idea that it's the farmer, it's the roaster, it's the barista, and then highlighting the work of everyone along that chain and making sure that we can bring out the best of all of that work and really, like, showcase it. So discussing how we showcase that, how we pick our roasters, how those roasters pick their farmers, and then how we go about picking our brewing methods, and how we brew our coffee too, obviously, is a huge part of that. So in addition to a short talk about those topics, we're also going to be having individual tables where our baristas are going to be brewing on different brewing devices and talking about those brewing devices, offering samples on those brewing devices. And the cool thing is in the shop, you know, people sit at the bar, they get to talk to us a lot and ask us questions, but sometimes we're super busy.
Right.
Frequently we're super busy and we don't get a chance to really engage with people as much as we want to. So this is a chance for us to really talk about each brewing device, offer samples, have customers compare things. In the shop we just brew on the Kalita Wave. It's efficient and really consistent and delicious, so we can produce drinks pretty quickly on it. But at the Broad, we're going to be doing a vac pot, which is also known as a siphon, Chemex samples, French press, the Kalita Wave, and possibly a few others.
Tell us what the Kalita Wave is.
The Kalita Wave is a relatively new brewing device. It's out of Japan, and it's a flat-bottom manual brewing device. So there are a lot of different manual brewing devices that people see around. A long time ago, people had, like, plastic Melita drippers that you can get at any store. It's kind of a similar idea. It can be glass, it can be metal, it can be ceramic, and it has a flat bottom with a few holes in it depending on its size. And every manual brewing device has kind of specific ridges inside that allow for, in the designer's opinion, a better drawdown, which means basically you're controlling the flow of water as you pour it and how it extracts the coffee.
What are the things that go into learning and training your staff on your espresso maker? It seems like there are so many elements involved.
It's pretty intense, yeah. Someone recently apologized to one of my employees that they were a barista and they weren't in school and they were just making coffee for a living. And it's like, this is pretty intense stuff. We take it very seriously here. This is a career for some of these people. Most of them are in school or actually already have degrees, but they choose to work here because it's super challenging. It's a lot of them have worked here for a year and haven't actually touched the espresso machine. So there's a lot involved in it. There's a lot of understanding about brewing.
Where's the art for you?
The art is in the understanding of the science behind it. It's a combination of, you know, art, ritual, memories. Everyone has those things, I think, associated with coffee drinkers. Like, it's a daily thing for people. And everyone has a different idea of what that is, but I think it starts everyone's day. You know?
When did that spark first ignite with you?
You know, I was probably drinking coffee before my parents really wanted me to. When I was like 5, my grandparents were giving me coffee in this cute little coffee mug, a lot of cream and sugar.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this is such a great thing. You know, it actually was in a cowboy mug, which was probably my favorite thing about it. And from there, I always drank coffee. My parents let me drink it. They always warned me it would stunt my growth, and it didn't. So, you know, I don't know. When I got my first coffee job, as soon as I was old enough and as soon as I could convince someone to hire me, it didn't stop from there.
Right.
So it's always evolving. It's always changing. Even though I own Strange Matter and I have all these employees that, you know, we're constantly learning and training every day, I feel like I'm constantly learning every day too, and that's one of the things I love about coffee is that I feel like I've never really stopped learning. It's never reached this point with me where I feel like I've mastered it, and I don't really feel like I'll ever reach that point because there's so many different facets of the coffee industry that are just so detailed.
What are some of the things that you've learned recently?
Oh, man. I mean, coffee's seasonal. A lot of people don't even know that. It's a fruit that, you know, grows on a tree, and it grows at different times of the year in different regions. And just like all fruit and vegetables that grow seasonally in areas, it has a certain period of freshness. So you shouldn't be able to drink your favorite coffee year-round. It shouldn't exist year-round. And if it does, it's not fresh anymore, and it's not going to be at its peak deliciousness. So that was a really big eye-opener for me when I first started in coffee. I was like, wait, this blend changes, or if it doesn't change, like, I should question that, and when was this coffee roasted? All of these things are really interesting things that I first learned in coffee and kind of blew my mind and got me really into coffee.
One of the things that I see is very popular here, you have this lined up along the bar, is your pour-over workstation. What's the art of the pour-over? Where's the art there in that process?
It's a pretty intense process. They make it look really easy because they do many at a time and they do it really quickly, but it's a combination of many, many parts of a pretty intense recipe that involve your coffee to water ratio, which is really important. Water chemistry, what's in our water. We control our water very, very specifically for our pour-over bar and our espresso machine separately. In addition to that, you know, our grinders that we use, the particle size that those grinders are achieving, all of these things are super important in the process of making a really good cup of coffee consistently. And then they're also paying attention to their brewing temperature, their brew time, the devices that we choose to use, the Kalita Waves right now, and the consistency that they produce. All of those things are things that the people at the brew bar are thinking about as they're brewing each cup of coffee.
This is Peter Worf for Current State. I'm speaking with Karen Nader. She is the owner of Strange Matter. You sell coffee, too. What are you looking for when you're buying coffees, besides great-tasting coffee?
It's pretty simple. We try to not pay attention to brands or roasters or even the location of those roasters. We really want to highlight coffee. We want to highlight the work of the farmer, and you know, we also want to highlight the work of the roaster along the way too. But when we look at roasters or when people send us samples, we try to set aside all of that information and just do blind tastings as a staff and go based on that. We taste coffee all the time, so I like to think that our palates are pretty diverse, and the staff has a pretty wide range of, you know, what they like. Some like super fruity coffee, some like really mild coffee. So when we do blind tastings, it enables us to kind of ignore roasters, where those roasters are from, all of those things that sometimes people focus on, and really just focus on the coffee itself and what's great about that coffee. And that's how we choose coffees, that's how we choose roasters. Right now, we're featuring coffee from three different roasters, and we have six different offerings. We have coffee from California that's roasted by 4Barrel, coffee from Chicago roasted by Intelligentsia, and Populous Coffee out of Bay City, Michigan that's kind of a mainstay. They're always around. Try to work with, you know, a somewhat local or Michigan-based roaster to just have, like, that good relationship. And we try to build relationships with all of our roasters. I think it's really important, the relationships that involve, you know, that are around the coffee industry. Working with roasters, the roasters' relationships with farmers. And then, you know, it's this big cycle where we highlight all of that in the cups that we're producing for our customers. And then we develop relationships with our customers.
How long have you been open now, and how's it going?
It's been a little over a year, and it's awesome. I never expected it to be so awesome. The reception from Lansing, East Lansing, you know, people drive from Okemos frequently, too. It's pretty amazing.
Voted number one, Lansing's People's Choice.
Thank you. That was really surprising. That was awesome. I think that happened before we were even 6 months old.
Karen Nader, she is the owner of Strange Matter. Glad to hear you're doing well and looking forward to the art of brewing coffee at the Broad Museum of Contemporary Art. It's happening September 25th. For Current State, this is Peter Worf. Thanks, Kara.
Thank you.
Ah, Peter and Kara, thank you so much. Because after all, life is too short for a bad cup of coffee.